Ready? Okay. This is CIS. So we're logging in to WinSCP. So I clicked. There we go. I can do it. I clicked on WinSCP. And I'm going in with cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And then your username and your password. Okay. And then I'm going to click on login. And continue. Oh, come on. You've got to be kidding me. CISweb.bristolcc.edu. P. Grosser, I'm not 11 on this. Yes. Okay. What I want to look at is I'm going to 159, and there are two groups that I asked you that I said we were going to look at, first group and second group. And those are both on the home page. Okay, so if you come in here, come on. Okay, so down here I've got first group zipped and second group zipped, and they're the ones we are going to go over. Okay, first group I went over in the handout, the PDF up here, and I asked you to look at that as a replacement for Tuesday. Okay, so I asked you to look at those. Second group is the ones that I want to go over today. Okay? So, what I'm going to do here is, if you have these, and again, the best thing for you to do is to download them. I give you a zip file. Unzip them and then put them up in your area, because then you'll have copies of them. Okay, otherwise you're dependent on being able to read the screen and all that good stuff, which doesn't work out too well. So I would suggest that you download these, unzip them, and then put them back up. Okay, first group, which is the ones I asked you to look at, really went through a lot of just hello worlds kind of things. There's a few things I'm going to point out in there, and then we're going to go on to the second group. Okay, so one of them is one that has a variable in it, and I think that's this one. So it's hellonamed.php. Okay, so this is how I can set up a variable. The big thing to notice when you do the variable is you put the dollar sign in front of it. Okay, so that defines it as a variable. So in my PHP, I have got dollar sign var first equals John. So I've got dollar sign variable first equals John. Dollar sign variable last equals Doe. The slash slash here makes it a comment. Not the whole line, but everything after the slash slash. So I'm giving that a comment. And then I came down at the bottom and said echo hello. Then I put in a separator. Then I put in variable first, then I put in a separator. Then I have quote, space, quote, which will put up a space. And then I put a comma, and I had variable last. Okay, so I am putting in there, hello, and then I've got John, space, Doe. Okay, so that's how I have set it up. If I come in here and put in the address. My address is going to be the host, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu, slash, and then a tilde, and then my username. And then I have these in several folders, so I have to put in the folder names. CIS 159, S2015, and then the next folder is first group PHP, and then what's next? Hello name .php. And so when I run this, it is saying hello John Doe. Okay. Try to get that out of the way. Okay, so I have started out and I've got the body. I have moved over to PHP. Notice I started out with HTML. And then I moved over to PHP, defined my variables, did an echo, and the echo put out hello, John, space, Doe. Okay. Notice after the hello, after the O, I have a space. So that gave me a space in there as well. So I've got hello, comma, John, comma, Doe. Okay. Now, if I look at and do a view source down here, all I will see when I do the view source is what is being sent to the browser. So it is sending the body as hello John Doe. I'm not seeing how it happened. I'm just seeing what PHP resolved and sent down to the browser. Questions? Yeah.
Why?
What?
Why does it not show like what PHP did?
It shows what PHP did, it just didn't show the... Because it's happening on the server level.
Oh, so the server can't see PHP?
No, the server is executing the PHP. But this is happening on the server level, and it is then sending down to the browser what it wants to display. Okay? And the value of doing this is that I can do things that then the user can't see. Okay, because it is happening on the server, and then the user can't see it. So, and also I have the value of I can go look at a database, retrieve information from the database, and then send that down. And so I'm working off the server level, as opposed to something, well, JavaScript. Although JavaScript has now got bells and whistles on it, but JavaScript on the whole is considered as a local programming. And so I'm programming it at the database. So it would be, I mean, at the local computer. So that would be a horrible way to deal with passwords, encryption, anything like that. Okay. So what I'm seeing is what is being sent down to the browser. Okay. And that's what's showing up. Okay. So that was the one of the main ones that I wanted to look at. Other things in here are the passing data and the getting data. And as I said, I'm kind of hitting the highlights because I gave you the information and I want you to go over it. I'm going to look here at stewformget.html. So if you have it, bring up stewformget.html. Okay, so this is an HTML page. It's called stewformget.html. It simply sets up a form. And so I have in here the body, and then I said H3. This is the form. Then I have a form action. And I've got two input areas, the stew name and grade. And then I have a submit so that I can send this on. Now, the important things here are in the form action. I am saying the action is that I'm going to call a PHP program. So that's my action, is I'm going to call something called formUseGet.php. And the method that I'm going to use is the get method. Okay, you have a get method, you have a post method, and then there's actually a couple of other methods. But the main ones we're looking at are the get and the post. So I'm saying here, here's a form. I'm going to take in information. When I click the submit button, it is going to use the get method to send the data to formUseGet.php. So the data is going to be sent over to that. Okay. So if I bring up my form here, my browser rather, and I type the name of this, which is, let's see, stewformget.html. Okay, so I'm going to type stewformget.html, and that brings up an ordinary HTML page, and it brings up the HTML page with the two input types, one for name and one for grade. Okay, so I'm going to enter those two things in. So I can enter down here John Doe and a grade of B. Okay, so that's what I'm entering. So as soon as I hit the submit button, what's it doing? It's going to call the file called formUseGet.php. And it is going to use the get method to send the information that I took in on the form. So it's going to use the get method to send that information. And I wanted to make that not show like that. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to hit the submit button, and it is going to come back and say, student name John Doe, student grade B. Now, there's a couple of things I want you to notice about that. Actually, I just want to put that down. Okay, first of all, I'm now going to use form use get and bring that up. So this is the code that is going to come up. Okay. And this is the result. So I call this form, I call this program or this code, this script, called form use get. No, it's not called that. What is it called? Yeah, form use get.php. I am sending over the two things that I gathered. So I'm sending over the stu name and I'm sending over the grade. And I'm assigning them to a variable. Now I do, when I assign the variable, I assign the variable and give it the same name usually. Okay, so I assigned it to $stuName and $grade. Okay, I'm assigning it to basically the same name. Okay, mainly for me. So I'm assigning it using the get method. Now if you look down below, notice the get method down here has a question mark after it. And then it says stu name equals John plus Doe concatenated with grade equals B, or an and sign grade equals B. So the get method shows what I'm sending. Okay? When we look at the post method, you'll see that the difference between them is that the post method doesn't show what we're sending, but the get method does. Okay, so it shows what we're sending. Okay, so then I do an echo, and I say echo out student name and what's in that variable, which is now John Doe, and echo out student grade and what's in the grade, which is now a B. Now notice kind of the mixture of I'm in PHP, I'm using the echo, but I've got an H3 in there, which is an HTML. So I can put HTML within the PHP and say I want that sent out as an H3. Okay, that's how I want it sent. So if I come down here and right-click and do a view of the source, that's what's being sent. And the PDF that I did for you last time to make up for Tuesday basically shows this. So go and take a look at it. But I'm basically sending over, and it's printing H3, student name, John Doe, close H3, H3, student grade, B, close H3, close the body, close the HTML. So it sent the stuff over, it received it and put it into a variable, and then I echoed out the variable, along with the fact that I wanted to have a literal in there, and I wanted to have it at an H3. Yes, no, maybe? Questions? Okay. So what I'm doing here is I'm gathering information using an ordinary HTML program, and then when I'm displaying it, I'm sending it over here to display. Now, do I really need PHP to do this? No. But at the beginning, we're using PHP for doing these kinds of things. Could I have done this just fine in HTML? Yes. Okay. I didn't need to go through this. But then I wouldn't get to talk about get and post and all that good stuff. Okay. Okay, so if I look at this and I do the post one, the post one is exactly the same, except that the method is post. That's the only difference. I set it up exactly the same. It's still got a form. It's exactly the same. The only thing I changed was the method is post. And then I called a different program. So I called form use post. Okay? But that's all that I changed. So now when I go and I run that, and I change this to form, stew form post, and I run it, okay, and so I'm going to put in Susan Ash, got to be also, and I'm submitting it, and that comes in. Notice that it does not have the question mark and the data up here. So that when I use the post, I am not seeing the data over there. Okay? The get I am and the post I'm not. Which means that I love the get when I'm debugging. Because I can see what it sent. And I can see if the send was right. If it sent over the information that I wanted it to send. But I might not want to do that, because then people can also mess it around with it more. So I might not want to do that all the time. So I love, as I said, the get for trying things out and everything like that. Okay, so the post one, I simply go over here and I have a post, and when I edit that, what is it that I click to make edit? To make it bigger. Select font. That's it. Okay, so there we have it. So I have stew name, but this time I am getting it using the post method. So the only difference between these two programs is in the last one I wrote get there, and now I'm writing post there. Okay? It's exactly the same program, though. Everything else is the same. One is using get, one is using post. Okay? So again, the purpose of these is to go into HTML, gather the data, and then send it over to the PHP, and the PHP is displaying it. Later on, we'll talk about how to do this all in one program as opposed to having two programs. So we'll have the gather and the display in one program as opposed to two, which is more practical, really. Okay. Questions? Okay. There is one other thing that I want to mention here, and that's the one called pass data. So if you look at pass data, and I would love to get that to go away, but that's one of the joys of SmartBoard. Okay, every once in a while it decides to show that. In this one, I am actually not gathering the data in a form. I'm simply saying ahreference link over to receive PHP. And then I am putting in the question mark and saying send the fact that the school is equal to BCC. Okay, so I'm not taking in any data from the user. I'm simply saying link over to a program called receive PHP.
And when you link over, send it the fact that the school is equal to BCC.
Okay. So then when I get the receive, which is the program that I'm linking to, here is the receive. And the receive is simply saying, okay, you sent it over, and you sent it over using the get method because you had that little question mark there, and that little question mark comes from using the get method. So I am saying, okay, take what is being sent and store it in school, and then put out the statement that says, welcome to BCC, because I sent over BCC. So I started out, and I had the fact that this was called passdata.html. And so that's what it had on it. And it had an AH reference, which generates that link. When I click on that, it sends over the information as I told it to, stores it in the variable, and comes up with echo, welcome to school. And so it says, welcome to BCC. Questions? Okay, those are really the kind of main things that I want to go over there, and I would like you to take a look at some of the others over the weekend. One of them is defining variables. I'd be sure to take a look at that. And that's about it. So I'm going to go in now to the second group because I want to have you look at a couple of things there. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to look at is sentence.html. Okay, I probably made it too big, but anyway, at least it's readable. This is a .html. So I'm putting up a big form here. And it says form, the action is to call my sentence.php. That's what I want to do. And I want to use the post method. Okay? Could have just as easily used the get method, but this time I used the post method. So then I set up this form. And on the form, I have a whole load of information. Okay. I have options about choose the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, all that sort of stuff. That chooses a noun. Notice that is name equals noun. Then I choose a verb. And then I choose a clause. And then I choose a color. Okay, so if I go and I look at this form, this form is in second group, so I need to change that. Second group, PHP, and the name of this is sentence.html. And this is what gets produced. So I have the nouns.
And notice with, let me bring up the noun again. Okay, so I said select size equals 4, which means only show 4 of them. Or put a bar to go down and show the rest. Okay? Why did I do that? For absolutely no good reason except to try different things. Okay? So I have select size equals 4, which means I can only show 4 of them. And these are going to be called nouns. And I have options. And the options are the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, the horse, the duck, the elephant. Okay? Then I went to, all right, now I want to select a verb. And this one I didn't give a size, and so it just shows one thing, and I can click on there to see all the other possibilities. Okay. Then I set up a radio button for the claws of over the fence, etc. So those are my radio buttons. Okay, and they all have the same name. And it's important when you do radio buttons that you give them all the same name so that they know it's a group. If you give them different names, it doesn't know that these radio buttons all belong together. So you need to give them the same name. So I gave a bunch of different clauses. Over the fence, onto the railing, da-da-da-da. And then I picked a color, and that one I picked size 7, so I'm showing all of the colors. Okay. And then I said, okay, I'm going to have a submit button down below, and that submit button is going to say send information. So if I scroll down a little bit more, you see the submit button, and that is submit, and the value on that is send information. Notice also that what I've got on this page is HTML and JavaScript as well. This little JavaScript line down here refreshes the page, so it will make the page basically clear out, make all my selections clear out. And that's just a neat line to put in to make my selections clear out. Okay. So I'm going to make some choices here. I'm going to have the elephant, let's see, lumbered down the hill, and I'm going to put this in orange. Okay, so I've made some selections. I've said the elephant lumbered down the hill, and I'm saying make that orange. So it is now going to go to the next page, and it's going to send all of this information over. And now I see the elephant lumbered down the hill. So it sent that information over, and I am now showing it in orange. Okay. The name of the PHP page is up here in the action. So it's called mysentence.php. And I'm sending all of this information I gathered to mysentence.php. Okay. So I brought it over. I took over the name noun and I called that dollar sign noun. I brought over the verb and called that dollar sign verb. The clause, dollar sign clause, and the font color, dollar sign post. Now, there's a couple of interesting things here. First of all, this little line set right here is a way of putting multiple lines in. Okay?
So I've said my style is going to be equal to. And then I put the three little less than signs and give it a name. I called it info. I could have called it anything I wanted to. And then I wrote the style in there, which is color is going to be the whatever font color I received, and the font size is going to be 16. So I wrote these things, which are going to be the style. And then I closed info. Now, the obnoxious part about this is that closing of info has to be right up against the wall, the left-hand wall. You can't space a couple of characters and write info. It won't work. It's got to be up against the wall, okay, up against the margin. There can't be anything in front of it, which is really kind of obnoxious, but it's the way it is, okay? So I have now set up my style. So now I'm coming down here and saying print. Could have said echo. This time I'm using print. Print and echo can be interchanged. They've got a little bit different points in them. They're a little bit different. And I put up in this particular group too, but we probably won't get to it today, but you can look at it. A whole lot of examples using echo and using print that you can kind of go see and go through and see the idiosyncrasies. So I said here, print, I want to put out a division. Okay, so I'm going over now and saying I'm in PHP, but I'm setting this up using HTML. Okay, and CSS, by the way. So I'm saying print, make this a division, style equal to my style. So it goes up here and says, oh, okay, this is the font color, this is the size. And it takes that style, yep.
So that info, just going back a minute.
Yeah.
The only reason that's there, I mean, if you put color and font size right on the same line with the my style, you wouldn't need info?
No, you don't need it if you do a lot of, if you want to put everything all together.
All in one.
It was more of, just, I did it in info more to illustrate how to do it than that I had to do it.
Okay.
You know, every once in a while I do something just because I want to show you how to do it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason.
Okay.
So I said, print division style equals, and in fact, I've got the style defined up here, okay? Instead of putting it in there, I defined my style and then said, use my style. Then I said print, and you notice that they all were on one line. Well, I didn't put any BRs in here. So it didn't move down a line. It all stayed on one line. So I said print the noun, then print the verb, then print the clause. And they all printed on the same line. Now, could I have done that with one print statement? Yeah. Okay, I could have put them all in one print statement, but this time I put them in three separate print statements. But because there's no BR, they all come out as if they'd been done on one line. Okay. And then I close the division, so I print close the division. And that might be because when I got back into HTML, I wanted to do something else and make another division or whatever. It's just good practice if I open something to close it. Okay. So I closed the division. And I did those all with a print statement. I could have done them with an echo statement. Questions? Yeah.
So you said you could have done it with an echo statement. Is there like any difference between using print versus echo?
Yes. Echo is a little more flexible, so I actually like it better. And if we have time, I will look at it. Otherwise, I'll look at it next Tuesday. But there is a big example out here with print echo. And it's really kind of one of those things you just have to kind of look at. And go through and see, okay, this is one way I did it. This is another way I did it. This one didn't work with echo. This one didn't work with print. So actually, try to look at that before Tuesday, and then we'll spend some time on Tuesday looking at the differences between echo and print. Okay. But if print isn't working right, try echo. If echo isn't working right, try print. And kind of go back and forth. Okay, the next one is the same basic thing. Sentence con, I called it. And it's basically the same thing. Now, notice I used a table to set up both of these. Okay, so I said noun, verb, clause, color. And so when you look at it on the HTML, it is, what is this one? This one is called sentence con. Okay, so that line right there that says noun, verb, clause, color is putting out the headers. I set up a table to handle this. Okay, so the first thing is a TR that says noun, verb, clause, color. Then the rest of it is all one great big TR with different TDs. So you can see I said TR and then I said TD sets up the noun. So all of this goes in a slot in the table. Okay, so the table, this is the first row. This whole thing here is the second row. So noun is in one column, verb is in another column, clause is in another column, and color is in another column. Okay, so I have my noun, I have verb, I have the clauses and I have the color, and I have the submit outside the table. So the table really is just two rows. The one row that says noun, verb, clause, color, and the other row that has all the information about the noun, the verb, the clause, and the color. And so the table has two rows. Okay. And when I go over to this one, so I'll have the dog ran, let's see, jumped over the fence, and we'll do that in red. And there's the dog jumped over the fence in red. Okay. And again, if you look at the source on this, that's all you see. You see the style, and you see the information to print. So this is what the browser needs. The browser needs to know what the style is, if the style is anything other than the basic style. And it needs to know what it is you want it to print. And so it tells it, I want a division. I want this style. And these are the words that I want to print. So it has sent down to the browser all the information that the browser needs in order to put up that page. Okay. So if I go and look at my sentence con called my sentence con. And the only difference here is that I put them together.
And this time when I put them together, I used the period, which means concatenate. So I said concatenate the noun, okay, with the verb, with the clause.
The plus sign also concatenate.
Yeah. And now if I look at the original thing, notice what I did since I knew I was going to concatenate.
I included the space in here since I knew I was going to concatenate. So then it writes out the dog, space ran. And then I have over here space over the fence. So I have included my spaces in there. Okay? And concatenating them together, they all go in as one. If I didn't have those spaces, then it would all be one great big long word. So I had to put the spaces in here. Or I could have gone back. And inside, when I'm receiving it, I could have said concatenated with quote, space, quote. Okay, so I could have written here noun concatenated with space, quote, space. Oh, quote, space, quote. I'll get it yet. Quote, space, quote. Concatenated with verb. Concatenated with quote, space, quote. Concatenated with clause. And then I would have gotten the spaces too, but I just decided to put the spaces in when I originally defined it, and then the spaces were included just like a letter of the alphabet. Questions?
Okay. My goal here was to get through enough to be able to tell you you have homework. So, what I want you to do is experiment with this. And the assignment is a memo assignment, which is very much like these sentences that I just did.
Okay. So, if you bring it up, because you probably can't read it up here,
so bring it up on your screen, print on the assignment. Basically, I've got very similar things that I did in the sentence. I want you to write a memo. And I have the person's name, but the name that I am showing in the box up here is only the first name. When I write out the menu, I use the whole name. Okay? And the day of the week in the boxes, I abbreviated M-O-N-W-E-D. When you write them out, I want you to write out the whole day. Okay? That's the difference between the value, which is what is past, and what is showing on the screen. And then I want you to choose a subject, and then I want you to choose a color like I did. And I want you to produce the memo. Okay? And the memo itself, the subject goes in, whatever subject I pick goes in as a subject. And then when I come down and write the body of the memo, I said, please see me tomorrow to discuss. And I put the subject in again.
So the subject is showing up here on the subject. And is showing up in the text. Okay?
So essentially, you're going to use those sentences as your model and then do this. Yeah.
So for the subject and the colors, you want us to put the exact same things you did?
I don't really care.
Plans for this week.
Right, I don't really care. If you can think of something cleverer than I did, feel free. I do want the name and the day handled the way I did it.
Yeah.
So that I make sure that you understand the difference between the value that gets passed and the thing that shows on the screen. Okay. So, that's what I want you to try. And, again, we will go back over some of the things in Group 1 and Group 2 on Tuesday. But I basically want you experimenting. And I needed to get you something to experiment with. So, now you have something to experiment with. Questions? Okay, again, I'm sorry, my car and I did not have a good morning.
We have to do this quiz here, too.
Yeah, and do the quiz, too. The quiz is more from the Group 1 stuff.
And that doesn't have to be done until next Thursday.
Next Thursday.